It's March, and the madness has definitely begun. Last night, the men's basketball teams from Syracuse University and the University of Connecticut played a game in the Big East tournament that went well past midnight.
Robbins cross-court, Flynn, touch pass inside. Can Harris finish? No, 2 seconds left. Harris get it back, and he gets knocked to the deck. The ball's down. It's no good. 5 overtimes, and I did not stutter. It's 104 all.
That was Matt Part of the Syracuse ISP Sports Network calling a game that Syracuse would win in the 6th overtime, 127-117, to advance to the semifinals of the Big East Conference Tournament. Our own sports commentator, Stefan Fatsis, watched the game to its conclusion at 1:22 a.m. You have circles under your eyes, Stefan. This game set some records.
Yeah, it sure did. There was a longer game once, a 7 overtime game between Cincinnati and Bradley in 1981. I'm sure it was riveting, but this was ridiculous. This was two top 25 teams, a great rivalry in Madison Square Garden. The game lasted 3 hours and 46 minutes. 8 players fouled out. A walk-on guard who had played a total of 21 minutes all season was on the floor for Syracuse at the end, and Syracuse never led in the first 5 overtimes. Crazy stuff.
Good stuff, too. Syracuse and Connecticut are sure to make the 65-team NCAA tournament field, a field that will be announced on Sunday. But there's a lot of basketball between now and then.
Yeah, there were 53 men's games played yesterday. There are 38 today. Most of them are conference tournament quarterfinals or semifinals. Meanwhile, in Indianapolis, the NCAA selection committee already is crunching numbers, watching video. They have to pick the 34 teams that will join the NCAA tournament without having won their conference. Once they do that, they'll group them into 4 regions. And because of the recession, there's a special sensitivity this year to trying to keep teams as close to home as possible to reduce travel expenses for schools and fans.
Now, every school dreams of making the NCAA tournament. One school is on the cusp of making the field for the first time. Binghamton, which is part of the New York State University system, I guess this would be a Cinderella team.
Yeah, well, they're going to play for the America East Conference Championship tomorrow, and Binghamton moved up to the NCAA's Division I in 2001. The idea? Get your name announced on Selection Sunday, maybe play a Duke or a Kentucky, and in the process, get more attention, more applications, more alumni donations. The question is, what's the trade-off? And the New York Times recently documented a series of arrests, suspensions, questionable recruiting and academic practices at Binghamton since the arrival of a coach named Kevin Brodus a couple of years ago.
But there's also an interesting twist to the story that's kept Binghamton in the news. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, there's a Binghamton player named DJ Rivera. He led the conference in scoring. He was clearly the best player, but he wasn't voted player of the year, and he wasn't even voted to the all-conference first team. And the snub came from the league's coaches, who appeared to be protesting what's been going on at Binghamton generally and with Rivera specifically. He was academically ineligible at and transferred from St. Joseph's, but the NCAA didn't make him sit out a season, as is typical. Now, I understand the message here, but frankly, coaches in every conference in America live in glass houses. The only thing that varies is the thickness of the panes.
Mm-hmm. Now, over the next 3 weeks, millions of Americans will get sucked into the excitement of March Madness, including a few members of my own household. And when that happens, everyone forgets about the underside of college basketball. Stefan, does that bother you?
You know, it does. I think it's important not to forget that college basketball can be an unseemly business, a big money enterprise fueled by self-interest. If you want to be simultaneously disgusted and enlightened, I recommend a story on Yahoo Sports this week that was written by Dan Peter and Josh Wetzel. It's about a sports agency that funneled hundreds of thousands of dollars to a travel team coach in California in an attempt to recruit future clients. Or you could read a recent Washington Post story about the tangled web involving Under Armour, the apparel company, the University of Maryland, and the recruitment of a top New York player, Lance Stephenson. And when you're done doing that, take a deep breath and just enjoy the games. Or watch the women's tournament. There's some great basketball there and less of a stench in the recruiting process.
Women's tournament is always a good choice. Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Michelle.
Stefan Fatsis, he covers sports and speaks to us on Fridays.